Hey, good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I had a missed call from you here while I was on the line with one of my clients. I want to make sure I circle back with you, see what's going on.
Yeah, I was going to see if we could postpone that phone interview until Monday.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, I got something that came up, but the good news is I do have a interview with insurance agent. So if we put it off, then I'll be able to upload my COI and all that and everything.
Yeah, I mean, we could do the client interview.
And also, that link that you sent me, like, about an hour after I got off the phone with you, it said it expired, and I wasn't able to do anything with that.
Subscription
as
terms?
Far as up, yeah.
How weird, because it says that you signed the subscription terms. Are you talking about the Google verification form?
Maybe it was the other one then, the verification form.
Oh, yeah.
One of them, I clicked on it, said, like, hey, this link has expired. So I was like, oh, shit, what does this mean?
Yeah, it only expires after you sign it, and then it sends it the signed version to your email, so that way you have a hard copy of it, and we have a hard copy of it. That's just the contract. So it expires
perfect.
After you've already signed it. And then there's, let's see. Yeah, we already got the subscription terms back, so it must be the Google verification form.
Okay,
but the verification form is what asks for the license, insurance, and everything. We don't necessarily need you to have that Google verification form completed before doing the client interview, but if you want to do it that way, no problem. Are you just, like, too booked up to do the appointment here in 20 minutes?
Yeah, I'm actually on my way out the door. I had a family emergency I got to go to.
Oh, geez. Well, hopefully everything's okay. What time works best for you on Monday, Michael?
I would say the same thing. Just do noon. That way I'll know Monday, regardless what happens through the weekend.
Okay.
I'll know not to have anything scheduled. And like I said, by then, I do have a 3 o'clock phone interview with the insurance guy. So I'll also have that by the end of today. So Monday...
Okay.
We should be able to
Monday
do
the
it Monday.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. So I just rescheduled it. They'll send you a new calendar invitation for Monday at noon, and then I've adjusted it here on the back end too. So if you need anything prior to then, or if something pops up, hopefully everything's good with the family, man. That doesn't ever sound good. But
yeah, I appreciate it. Far as that form,
mm-hmm.
Is that something like during the phone thing y'all be able to resend me, or is that something like?
Oh, you want me to resend it? I'll resend it.
Yesterday, I took all my photos and everything,
mm-hmm.
like of my car, even outside, like where I live, my
perfect.
Building and everything, and
uh-huh.
I got photos of all my equipment. The only thing that I'm waiting on is the COI.
Okay.
But yeah, so whenever I can get that submitted, if I can. Have that submitted, you know, sometime today, then
yeah.
I think that'll make the phone interview go a lot further.
It does. It does help. It does help. But that form actually goes directly to Google, whereas the client interview is done here with our reps. So they're not necessarily getting into that Google verification form. What they're focused on is actually customizing your campaign. So they'll go over like the services that you plan to be listed for, the service areas that we're targeting, getting the website started, buying the domain. The Google verification is another thing, you know, and then we have another department that's going to be focused on your Facebook stuff, and another department for like the Yelp and the Yellow Pages and the Thumbtack stuff. So it's a team, right, of individuals that are making sure we're getting it all done for you. But I'm going to resend this link right now to your Google verification. And try to click on that. Let me see if that goes through here. If not, I'll have to go downstairs and have them refresh the form. But I can't see why the Google verification would be saying the link is expired if it's not filled out yet. So I just want to make sure that.
And also, I don't know if you got my. I know you said you were going to send me an email yesterday, like with.
Yeah,
with
I noticed it was wrong. I actually went last night. I got on my laptop and I went and found your Facebook page. And I copied the email off your Facebook page and I reposted it on your account. The one I had for some reason, it was ies@hsu-ies.com instead of HSV.
It's funny that you say that, because I remember you saying that yesterday, and I was all like, did I just hear him wrong, or, you know, because I remember when you even read it back to me, I thought you said you, and I'm like, no, maybe he said V. Like, and I didn't even think about trying to, like, hey, what did you just say?
Yeah, they kept sending me notifications, like, he's not getting these, you know how they get those error messages? And it kept going off on my personal phone, because I had my work email still logged on my personal phone. So my wife's like, what's going on? I'm like, I got to take care of this guy. Let me get on my computer real quick. So yeah, I went and looked up on Facebook.
I knew last night that I was going to have to postpone it. And I was all like, I know I can't call in the middle of the night. And I was all like, so let me send my email. He's supposed to email me. Maybe I can email him back. And
yeah.
I was like, fuck, I got no emails.
Yeah, we have 24/7 customer service. You could always call in. I'm out of here by 6 o'clock CT. So I won't be in, but if you send an email in, I'll still get them, you know, and then I can either have somebody call you or I'll just call you when I get back in the morning. But I always get the notifications for your account, because I'm the account lead. So I'm the one that's supposed to be taking care of you. I drew up the deal.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Yeah, as long as you got the correct email in there, but
I'm gonna re-email it. Yeah, I try to text it, but I'm just gonna resend the whole email packages, because it looks like the only ones that you got were the client interview reminder, like all the welcome ones with your username and password for your tracking system. It looks like those ones only got texted over, and they didn't actually make it through to the email. So I'm just gonna almost like
I clicked on something yesterday. I don't know if it was the Google Forms or something, or there was something where
subscription terms.
I don't know. I tried to click on something that you sent me, and it took me to like a sign in page, and it was like username and password, and I was all like, "What the fuck is this?"
Yeah, it's your tracking system. So once you sign your subscription terms, which it says you already did here, then it'll auto take you to the login page for your tracking system. So you do have a tracking system. We also have an app that you can download, and it'll let you keep track of everything. Like throughout the year, you'll be able to see all the leads we're bringing in, what keywords
exactly. Okay, is there a way you could send me my like username and password or whatever in an email or something? Like,
I'm sending it all to you right now, but here, let me just refresh this too.
Yeah, because like I said, last night when I knew like I was going to have to cancel for today, I was like, I started going through my email. I'm like, shit, I don't see anything, and there's no way for me to, I know I can't call them right
That's
now.
That's a scary feeling, huh? You're like, what is going on? No, I got you here. Here it comes. I'm going to text it to you right now. Do you prefer emails over text messages usually?
I do prefer text message, but like, I like having an email sent, because I do like most of my work off of my laptop. So, I mean, it's just like, if I got to do anything like online, I prefer to do it on my laptop versus my phone. Like,
I'm kind of
one of these conspiracy guys. Like, I just, like, I like to use certain devices for certain things.
Oh, man. you're preaching to the choir. So, my wife drives a 2024 Toyota RAV4, and it's got, like, the built-in GPS system with the house and everything in there. I hate it. I have an old 4Runner. It's a 2008 4Runner that I drive. And it's got none of that stuff, because I just don't like them having tracking electronics. I'm like, just let me put the gas in here. I'm the same way, especially having this kind of job. I know like cookies and how they could track a lot of things. Even Google Analytics, the whole system is a tracking system. Google Analytics, they actually track like how many times people are searching for your services. And we use that as an advantage for marketing, so that way we know like which keywords we should list you for in order to get most people seeing you throughout the month.
Well, it's like the other night, I know this is off subject, but like the other night I was watching a podcast of, his name's Sean something. But he was like an ex-CIA dude or whatever, and
he's
almost kind of like Joe Rogan, but obviously Joe Rogan's better. But like I've been watching like Trump
I like Joe Rogan.
I like the Sean interviews because he interviews like a bunch of interesting people. But there's one guy, I guess like he was a military contractor and like he does like private security contracting and stuff, but. Apparently, like, he launched his own brand. Like, even that Sean dude, he was like, yeah, I bought, like, your phone for, like, everybody. But it's, like, that device, like, you know, it, like, automatically comes with, like, a VPN. Like, it's supposed to be, like, if you were worried about being tracked and this or that.
Yeah,
it's pretty
VPN.
Much, like, all your data is supposed to be, like, securing this one thing. And he's supposed to eventually come out with, like, you know, like iPads or tablets or, you know,
well,
laptops.
That's the only reason I'm paranoid about the car is because you can't install the VPN on the cars, the new cars
out. Well, think about it. If you go all electric, like you're in California, like something they're pressing, like, think about it. Like if you got an all electric car if our government don't want you to go anywhere or like if they, for whatever reason, like they can control where your car goes versus, if you got 100%. A gas-powered vehicle,
you know
you can
crazy?
Go anywhere.
You know what's so crazy about that? There was a movie with, like, Will Smith back in the day called iRobot.
And I don't know.
Yeah, and it was stationed in this year of 2024. And he did everything with, like, 2004 stuff, like, when the movie came out. So he kept, like, the Chuck Taylors. He kept a gas-powered motorcycle. And everybody thought he was crazy. It was a death trap. You know, they try to convince you that you're safer with the electronic vehicle. And then all of a sudden they're controlling the electronic vehicles, crashing everybody. The robots are taking over and he's still able to roam around freely with his bike and they can't track him, you know. And it was just kind of like an interesting little thing that they threw in there because it's so relevant today, you know, in 2024, with these electric cars, you know, the Teslas, I mean, I guess they're cool, but. You know, they could track everything. You know, who's to say that they can't override that system and, like, just cause a car accident with some high-power official in there if they wanted to, or, you know what I mean?
Well, exactly. And, I mean, like, they're like, I mean, technology, like, it's a two-way
like a rolling thing. Drone.
Obviously, like, in our age, like, you can, if there's something you want to research, it's at your fingertips. But at the same time, it's like...
Yeah, they get everything.
If there are higher powers that want to make a move on you, they have everything they need on you. You know, like there's nothing you can hide.
Oh yeah, why do you think Bezos is allowed to do what he does? You know, like with Amazon, like obviously he's cooperating with the government. So everybody that buys something on Amazon, they have their credit card, their address, their first name, their last name, all in that Amazon data, and I'm sure he gives the government access to it. And that's how he keeps rolling.
Oh, absolutely.
Keeps his immunity. You know. So
absolutely.
Yeah, I'm the same way though. Just because I know it and I'm so close to the technology every day, and I know more things are coming out, I'm also very like aware. Like that's why I keep the older car. People and there's just no point. You know, they're like, oh, get this. Everybody drives Teslas here, and I'll roll up in my 4Runner. You know, and they're just like this guy, and I'm like, yeah, I'm the smart one. You guys are all idiots. You know, like they're just gonna. You have no freedom. Pretty much, like all your freedom's gone, and it's just the more you do that, the closer it gets to communism. So I'm very red.
Yeah, I'm definitely get the concept.
I wouldn't say I'm
like,
far right, but I'm very libertarian.
Yeah.
Well,
that's the thing. It don't matter what political like view you have or where you stand like politically.
Yeah,
like
the
just
media
basic common
is,
like.
Is the left,
either you want to be controlled or you don't. Like that has nothing to do with the party side.
Yeah, but a lot of the media and the stuff is controlled by the left. It really is. Like,
bro, absolutely.
Yeah, there's no way.
You better be careful what you say, sir, because you work with the left.
Shoot, I've worn a MAGA hat in the middle of this office. They know what's up. So is our. I just don't always explain myself the way I'm kind of explaining it to you, like why I drive the older car. I'm like, I don't got a payment. It's just gas and go, and I'm not worried about anybody tracking me. Not that I have anything to hide.
I got a lot.
Like my privacy.
Well, I know a lot of people that have Teslas, like here, and it's just like the inconvenience. Like, say, like if we have a storm, if we have something when, like, say, power's out for like a while, like these motherfuckers are like fucked. Like they have no transportation.
Yeah,
and it's like, bro,
we don't
like,
have the infrastructure. We don't have the infrastructure. And that's another thing that's like in the iRobot movie where it's like they have a those underground tunnels that like charge the vehicles as they're driving, you know? We don't have that infrastructure. So we can't go full electric. It's just not possible. Like we're going to overpower the grid. It's going to cause massive blackouts. Like we would have to rebuild the entire cities, like everything for miles and miles.
There was actually a podcast about that, actually on that Sean Guy show, and I forget who it was, but he was some big energy guy, and he was like, bro, like, if everybody did what California was is wanting to do, like, across the entire country, that's pretty much what he said. We'd have to rebuild everything, and he even went down to, like, he was like, the weight of the battery is, like, 8,000 pounds, and he was like, the cost of replacing this battery is, like, half of what the car is worth, and he was like,
you know, it's
and
so
then,
bad,
and then he went into the infrastructure about it, and it was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and that just, it's more radiation, you know, it's just basically like you're in one giant, CT scan. Basically, there's EMS and radioactive activity happening, batteries, you know, they're talking about emissions.
That's the same
like,
thing with the cell phones. Like, there was a guy on that Shaman's podcast, and he was like, or it might have been Joe Rogan, I can't remember, but one of those podcasts, and he was like, dude, like, he was like one of the creators of, like, I guess the original cell phones or whatever, and, like, apparently he knew, like, the negative effects that it has on the human body, and it's like, bro, if these people only knew, like me, I'm talking to you on the cell phone, but hell, I might be getting brain cancer talking to you right now, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, it's a very real thing. I mean, you know, I have a headset on, I wear a headset, like, all the time, every day on a day-to-day basis, so it's like, they told me I had a brain tumor, I'd be like, oh, well, I was aware of it, but I still did it, because money is very necessary. In life, I got work. So it's already hard enough to avoid, you know, and people got to really like exercise, get out in nature to kind of like try to balance it out. And they don't do that. And then they're going to make the whole infrastructure of the cities, you know, so our kids are going to be screwed if they go that route. You should kind of fight to keep things as they were, like the gas powered stuff. I get the emissions. It could be messing up the ozone layer and stuff, but you know, it's rough. It's a rough situation.
Well, you gotta think about, like, so I'm an indoor environmentalist, so, like, some of the stuff that I do inside kind of applies to the world, but
absolutely.
Even if you take the emissions to the world, like, even what we put into the atmosphere, I think there was a scientist that came out and said, like, we only create like a fraction of it. There was like, say like if one of
some of it's
if
natural.
If a super volcano was to erupt, say like Yellowstone, if Yellowstone was to erupt, for one, it's going to destroy the United States. Two, just the emissions alone would set the entire world back. Like, it's almost like everybody's worried about like a nuclear winter. That's pretty much if a super volcano erupts. We would be in almost like, except nuclear, we'd be in like a soot char winter, you know? I mean, like, but the Earth goes through these cycles naturally. That's like, they're talking about like climate change, like every so many thousand years, like you have an ice age, like climate always changes. Like it's hot. It's going to get really hot. The caps will melt.
The caps will melt. Let's talk to somebody that understands what's going on.
when all that fresh water gets into the ocean, it fucks up the jet stream.
Yep.
Then you got like an ice age effect. Everything freezes over for a couple thousand years. Yep. And then everything melts, it kind of goes back to normal. Like, it's a cycle.
The process, yeah. We've had various mass extinction events. I like that you know that, though. It's just, there's very few people that are actually aware of it. I don't know if it took us so many years to learn this stuff and understand it, and there's just so many little babies running around that don't get it. I don't know what the problem is. does it
Well, even if you take politics out of everything, if anybody from any political spectrum just opens their eyes and does their own research instead of believing what they're told, then you come to your own conclusion. Makes sense.
There's a lot of sheeple out there, you know?
That's like you could take Fauci, like everybody's like when COVID came out, like everybody's like, oh, well, you know, Fauci and CDC and this, and it's like me, what I do, like a lot of times if I need to present something, like
yeah,
I use CDC as a resource, but it's like when it came to COVID, I was just like, they're like, you gotta do this. I'm like, dude, I work with chemicals, like I work with
freedom.
I work with fucking contaminants on a daily basis, and it's like you want everybody to do what? Like you gotta go through all these measures, and it's like these N95 mask was the best option, but you got people walking around with cloth masks.
Yeah,
that's
irrelevant.
The bacteria is so microscopic, it's going to transport through that. That's why I try to tell people, like, if you've ever seen the Ant-Man movie where he shrinks down and he falls down to the floor, think of that as a virus going through your fucking mask.
Yeah, it's
like,
going to hop right through it. Yep. I know how that is. There was, that happened to me one time, actually during the pandemic. I was like, F this, I'm going to go on a vacation. Because they were shutting everything down. I'm like, I'm going to go to Hawaii. And I had to jump through all these loops in order to get over there. Wore the mask on the airplane. Still got sick. Like, I went through all these protocols. They even tested me and I got off the plane. Still got sick. And I'm like, dude, these masks aren't doing anything. You know what I mean?
No.
And I don't think the vaccine's going to do anything. Like, this is God. This is God. We're not going to stop this.
and that's the thing too, like me, I didn't ever take the vaccine because like I was one of the people, I just wanted to wait to see what health effects was to have of it, because obviously if you're young and if you got somewhat of a decent immune system, like I got COVID like probably about 10 times that I know of.
Yeah.
And
it
was like a flu. Like, I was sick for, like, a few days, maybe a week or so, and then after that. But now, like, say if you're older or if you're younger, you got health problems.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Already a weakened immune system.
That person needs to take more precautions. But, like, the average, everyday person, it's like getting a flu or getting a cold.
The first time I got it, sorry, I'm going to call you dude. That's the California in me.
No, you're good.
The first time I got it, it took me out. Like I was out for like 10 days straight. I didn't even go home. Like with my kids, I went to the hospital because I was like, my energy was so dead. I basically fell to the floor and like went to sleep. Like I couldn't do it. And I started burning up. So I went to the hospital. They're like, oh, you're COVID positive. You know, they quarantined me. This is like 2021. I think it was like July. Yeah. I remember I missed 4th of July of 2021 because I was sick. And right when I got out of there, I went straight to a hotel. I didn't even come home. Like I was like, oh, if I have COVID, you know, my youngest son was just born, April of 21. So he was like 2 months old. And then I just stayed in there, and it was like day after day fever. I'd break it with like this, half ibuprofen, half Tylenol, like Advil thing that they had. It's called dual action. I remember I'd break the fever, but it would come back every time. Like it would have me good for like 4 or 5 hours, and I needed more pills, more liquids. And I would be passing out, like waking up, no energy, just burning a fever in the hotel room. And that one was bad. And then I got it again later, though.
Well, that was kind of the same thing that happened to me. Like, when I first got it, I was the same way. Like, I was working in restoration, and I was doing, like, water damages and mold remediation. And they're like, I got sick, and I was like, man, I don't feel good. And everybody kept joking. It's like when COVID first broke out. Oh, you got the COVID. Well, it turns out I did have it. And, like, dude, like, I think it was, like, Wednesday when I started feeling sick. Thursday, I went and got checked out. And, like, I was out, like, for, like, about a week. And same thing, like, I was weak, I was sick, I was running a fever. Mm-hmm. And it was just, like, dude, like, between, like, chicken noodle soup and fucking water, like, that was pretty much the only thing I fucking put in my body.
Yeah, that's what I was doing,
like,
too. soup and...
Because, like, normally if I get sick, like, I'm the type of person, like, I'll get, like, a Jack Daniels, like, honey or something.
Yeah.
Like, especially if I got, like, a sore throat.
Take a shot.
Honey in the Jack Daniels, that'll help it out.
Yeah.
Bro, I couldn't even do that. I was just like...
Yeah. No, I'm the same way though. I'm not a big drinker, but I do use alcohol almost as like a medicinal. I'm like, okay, if this is alcohol, it's not rubbing alcohol, but I feel like it'll disinfect whatever's in my throat. So I'll just take a couple shots, and also kind of warms the body up a little bit when you're fighting.
Well, I remember when I was like 20, I worked at a manufacturing company, Synram, and, I had a supervisor, like, he was really cool. Like, he had left FedEx, like, he took, like, a $30,000 pay cut to come supervise for us. And we're on 12-hour night shift. And, like, I come in, I'm sick. I'm carrying around a cardboard box because, like, this company, like, if you leave or you show up, you clock in a minute late, there's an occurrence. There's this, there's that. Like, it's like, fuck. Like, everything you do. Like, they actually said if there's a tornado surrounding Synram, like, they said this in orientation. If there's a tornado surrounding, you can't drive through the tornado, you get in the current. It goes towards you getting fired. And it's like, what the fuck? So, like, I'm carrying around a cardboard box, like, throwing up. And he's like, what are you doing? Like, he's like, go home. I'm like, I got to wait at least another month before an occurrence falls off or I'm going to lose my job. And
you know,
he was like,
crazy?
What?
I got so lucky around that time because my son was being born. But, like, when they started doing all the shutting down, for us anyway, and the Google headquarters across the street, it was more towards like the middle of 2020. And they were basically like, hey, you go get vaccinated or you're gone, you know? And I was going, well, you know, my wife's pregnant, you know, I'm going to take some time. I'm going to go focus on that. You know, I wasn't like rushing to go get vaccinated is really what it was. And, but it was, this is our main source of income for my family. And, so I remember taking that time off. And then by the time I came back, it was like 6 weeks, that I was gone. By the time I came back, the CEO goes, hey man, if you want to, do remote work, you know, we still need you for what you do and all these accounts. No problem. Baby's on the way. Middle of the pandemic. I'm like, dude,
well,
I went and worked remote for like a year. It was great.
that was the great thing about me working with my last company and me still wanting to do now. Cause like my last company, like even our technicians, like say like me as a project manager, I would go out, like I'd pretty much sit at home. Well, I mean, I could be at the shop if I wanted, like I went to the shop to do work and stuff, like, but like, cause they got all the paper, you know, copiers and all that, like, so if I need to print something out, like, obviously it's more convenient there, but, nobody ever had to, like, come to work, like, 8 to 5, like, it was good, like, hey, like, just stay at home, do what you're doing, like, but hey, when we call you, just, you know, respond.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I think that's a great way to live, like, if you're able to have a job to where, like, you know, like, yes, like, even if your job does require you to be at work, but if you have a job to where, like, God forbid if you can't be at work, but you can still do the same thing, like, being at home, like, all the administrative bullshit, like, if you can do the same thing from the house, like, I mean, if you got a good person, why not just pay them and let them do that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously, just take care of them. I mean, for me, it was pretty easy. I actually have a client that was just calling in right now. I'll have to get to him here in a second. But for me, it was pretty easy because a lot of the stuff that I do is on the phone anyway, and it's on the computer too. So I could just take my laptop and it was like, okay, you need this fixed on your site. Okay, this Google verification. Okay. You know, a lot of the stuff was very simple for me. So it was a good transition and I didn't want to get vaccinated, but they were doing crazy stuff. They were doing some borderline communist stuff like, hey, go get vaccinated or you're fired.
Imagine all the military personnel who got laid off, like, because they tried doing that to all the everybody in
the
government,
right,
and there's a lot of people that lost their pensions and everything, got dishonorable discharges, and
yeah, I still think that they made the right decision though, because we won't know the side effects of it. And a lot of people are talking about, oh, there's this huge increase in cancer among young adults nowadays, and da da da. People are getting these tumors, and it's like, dude, you guys made them get vaccines like 4 years ago, and then you want to act like, you know, why don't you record which one of those that have the vaccines, and then they have colon cancer, and they're like 22.
Well, the thing is though, like I said, even in my field of study, just what I do, and I'm not like a scientist or anything, but like, you got to think, like, most building materials, like just in your indoor environment, they're put together with formaldehyde. Formaldehyde is a known carcinogenic. So every time, if you're in your house, you don't ventilate your house, or if you live somewhere that's always cold, you always got shut off, like where I am, it's like right now, it's like 100 degrees outside, humid as fuck, but like in the spring and fall, I always ventilate, you know, wherever I'm living at. Yeah. But like, you got formaldehyde, you got all these chemicals that are known toxigenic or carcinogenic. And then you got, they put all these chemicals
asbestos
in our tap water.
You got the
chemtrails in the skies. Like, yeah. Dude, our government is poisoning us every day. Every day, like with the food we eat, from the air we breathe to our building materials we live in, we are constantly poisoned by something. Like, there's nothing that we can do about it. There's nothing, like, and I don't care how healthy, you could be a five-star.
Yeah, no, it's very real.
And if you live in America, you're going to die from cancer from something. Yeah. Because that's just the way it is.
Yeah,
I mean,
half
of our food, we can't even send to other countries.
Yeah, they don't
like,
accept
they
it.
Consider, like, our bread is considered toxic to other countries.
Oh, I've been there. I've traveled a bunch of places. And let me tell you something. When you get into Europe, when you go to Italy and you eat there, the first day, you feel just different. Just once you get through that first 24 hours of eating meals out there, everything's different. They don't have stuff coming out of a bag. They have, like, fresh produce. That everything's fresh food. The stores, there's not like McDonald's and Burger King on every corner. It's like a mom and pop store. Like, grandma's in the back making some pasta, making some food for you. You know what I mean? It's totally different. Your body feels it right away. All of a sudden, you start feeling more clear.
I've heard that multiple times before. Like, as soon as somebody leaves our country and they go somewhere to visit, like, I've never.
Yeah,
left, but
I've always been a huge patriot, and I've always been America, 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 you know, until I went somewhere else, and then I realized, holy crap, like, I still love my country, you know, more than any country. I still think we're the greatest country, man, we got a lot of problems, especially when it comes to our food. Like, that is not right. They're just poisoning us, feeding your kids Oreos and chips and all that.
Well, think about your y'all's mascot out there, Bill Gates. He puts all that shit in the fucking food, and he talks about
buying up all these farmlands
and planet and all this other shit. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, this dude done came out and said, like, yeah, we need to, like, pretty much eliminate, like, half the planet. And like, all his, like, that's from the wax that's on fresh fruit. Like, they say that is carcinogenic.
Yeah,
you know?
It is. And you gotta wash your fruit, you know? You go to other countries, you can pluck it right off the tree. like God intended, you know? Yeah, I remember I went out to Tuscany, and they have all those vineyards out there. People were just picking apples and grapes right off the tree and just eating them. And I'm like, what the heck? You can't do that in America. They even tell you when you buy it, like, wash this before you eat it, because they sprayed it with so many chemicals. But yeah, I noticed that a lot of the stuff, like, if you go to a store out there, there's not very many bags. Even the bottles are different. They'll give you, like, in Europe, they'll give you a bottle, like a reusable bottle. And so instead of people buying a bottle of water, they just buy one bottle, and then they have these water stations all over the city. So you could just go to this water station, like a fresh fountain of, like, purified drinking water, like alkaline drinking water, and you could just fill up your water bottle at any time, and then that's how they live. They don't have, like, buy cases of plastic bottles with plastic, you know, and then stuff ends up everywhere. It's just totally different. And it's weird because they don't tell you about this while you're in America, because then you'll stop buying their stuff, you know, and then these companies, you know, so it's all marketing. Everything we do is just somebody feeding you something from a screen, and I know it because it's what we do, you know? So
everybody's in sales. It don't matter if you're a business owner, if you're a marketer. Even if you're just an average everyday Joe worker, you know, you're marketing, because the way you live and how you live is marketing by what other people see you do.
Yep. Yeah. It's capitalism.
It's all capitalism. Control of society.
Yeah. It's crazy. I love it. I love it, but I don't love it, you know? Like, it's just good to be smart and continue to educate yourself and try to take care of yourself with the knowledge that you have as best as you can, you know? At the end of the day, I'm not going to leave America. Other countries.
Not at all.
Yeah, I'm just going to try to learn from them and do the best that I can, take care of my own. And hopefully, one day they get a leader that thinks like a little bit more like we do.
As long as they stop trying to assassinate people, would be all
right. Yeah, I know, but it's all right. It's all about money, though. A lot of them. I like how Trump already has a bunch of money, so he's kind of he's looking at it at a different perspective. Like, once
you gotta think, like, he has no political, like, to be honest with you, like, I've never
there's no benefit
even like politics. Like, I always try to stay away from it. The only reason, like, even me, like, I don't even consider myself, like, a Republican or Democrat, even though I do lean more towards the Republican side. Like, I am more conservative.
So you're like, hold on, you're like me. You're a libertarian. That's what it is. But the libertarian candidates suck, and they never give it any promotion or anything, because libertarians want to get rid of taxes. They want the government out of here. So of course the government and the media, the left and the right, neither of them are going to promote this third party in here that's actually going to emancipate the people. So that's what it is. Everybody's sitting there going, I don't agree fully with the left and I don't agree fully with the right, but I lean a little bit more towards the right and conservatism. You're a libertarian.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Like, cause me, like, dude, like, especially where I live, like, I know, like, I grew up here, like, and I know we're getting off subject, but like, I'm not like religious. I got a ton of gay friends. Like, I'm a straight white male, but at the end of the day, like, I don't agree with half of the bullshit that the right says. Like, but I do like most of the policies I do agree with, but like they're far right. I'm against.
California, but, like, it's different though. Like out there, it's they still got some roots, you know what I mean? Like,
well, it's a Bible Belt, bro.
Yeah, exactly. They still got some roots. Out here, it's disconnected. You get so many foreign people, so many foreign opinions, so much different stuff going on, where the left just kind of runs rampant. And I don't have a problem with gay people either. I did grow up in a real Christian house, but my mom was always like, you know, my sister had gay friends. My mom always was like, hey, you know, leave these people alone, be peaceful, like, you know, I'm not attacking them. But what I don't like and what's going on out here, especially having a little boy, is they have guys that are, like, walking around half naked in the street.
Got
their junk hanging out. And they're telling us to leave them alone. And I just want to punch him in his face. Because I'm going, that has nothing to do with being gay. That's just being weird.
Like,
it's not about his sexuality.
There's a fine line between with how you live your life in your own time, but if you're like doing drag shows at like kindergarten fucking class or elementary schools, like,
that's
I mean,
draw the line. And, and what the media is trying to do though is trying to make it all one and the same. So that way the gay people think that some of them are actually really like aware, you know, some of them, but then they got these ones that are like one off and they think like, hey, if you're against drag, you're against gay and everything else. And it's like, it's not that. You know, if you would have told me 20 years ago you were gay, I was like, hey, fine, teach his own, go do your thing, your privacy. You know what I mean? I don't care. I don't care. You know, America, have your freedom. But, you're going to be outside with this? You're going to be trying to push it on my kids when you chose to be gay and not have kids? Like, you don't have a right to talk to these kids. Oh, yeah, we do. Like, no, you chose not to procreate. If you want to, you know, talk to another mind, create one. Go be heterosexual. And then educate it and put your values into it, you know? So
No, I mean, I completely agree, but like I said, like, it's just like, between, say, even you take that point of view versus, like, say, abortion, like, me yeah. personally, like, even though I was raised Christian, but I'm not, but yeah. But I do believe that, hey, if a woman has a right to do what she wants with her body, Amen. but at the same time,
you're killing.
How can you blame a guy? But I just would like to have a straight up legitimate law where, like, me personally, I don't have children. Like, I lost the one child I was, you know, fortunate enough to have. Like, I didn't get to carry it through. But it's like if I would have had that child, you know, it's like I don't care, you know, whether. If I wanted to be a part of that child's life, or if I wanted to leave, like you got like so a woman can kill a child, but if a guy, it don't matter if he's just a shit of a father, or yeah. if he's just down on his luck, that woman paid royalty because
yeah.
of just having the child.
Yeah, that's another big problem.
I don't know how the law would be, but I think there needs to be a split down the middle, like. Hey, like, I agree, like, hey, like, if you was raped, if it's incest, if it's,
yeah.
you know, or, hey, maybe you just got young at a pregnant at a young age, then, okay, like, you know, you want to go to college,
well,
you don't want to deal with the burden.
I think a lot of this stuff would stop, though, if the government didn't incentivize it, right? So they put taxpayer money into these programs where it's like, oh, if you're a single mother, it's fine. You don't need him. We'll go after this guy. We'll get money from him. The government will provide you a certain amount of money each month. So what happens is women aren't afraid to go out and get pregnant and have a baby just with the guy. Oh, this guy's good looking. All right, let me go out and get pregnant with him. They're not actually evaluating him from a financial standpoint or if he's actually going to take care of the kid or if he's even competent. You know?
Well, you do know where that came from, though, don't you? Like, that came from like the old Jim Crow laws. Believe it or not, like, because that was the way that, unfortunately, it seems like back in the day, the Democratic Party was all about, like, helping, say, minorities.
Yeah,
but now it seems like it's more the Republican Party who are like, no, like this, but the Democrats still have the thing like, no, we're going to give you this, we're going to give you that, and it's a way of controlling you, and a lot of people don't know it, but like, during the Jim Crow laws, they thought if they could split the mother and father of the minority groups, then they could have more control over them, which is what happened. And then it went
from that. The mother out of the home, the kids get brainwashed.
It went from that, and it spread across the entire nation.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, it is a mass control thing. You get the mother out of the home, and then now you control the media. The kids are consuming that. You control the schools, what the kids are consuming. They're basically raising your children if they could successfully split up the mom and dad.
Well, that's the plan. Like,
yeah,
the Rockefeller, like, I watched a documentary on the Rockefeller family, and that's pretty much what he said. Like, our schools, that's why, like, your traditional school has I forgot how they phrased it, but it's like, think about how the world is today. Like, if you go, prisons and schools are basically built the same. You're taught to sit in a row, raise your hand, you're taught to, you know, ask to use the bathroom. You're taught how to do it. Like, as a child, you're taught, it's almost like you're being brainwashed. Like, and that's why even 100%. In school, like, say whether, like, that kid that got suspended because he wore a shirt that says, I believe in two genders. It was like a 10-year-old kid that got suspended or something.
I saw that. That'd be my son.
And dude, did you see his speech when he stood in front of the school board? Like, he shut them down. Like, but it was just like, but if you speak outline of the natural institution, then, like, say if your kid goes to school and if that kid happens to be smarter or more observant, they don't necessarily have to be as smarter. They just have to be more observant.
And if they vocalize what they see
and how they feel, they're going to be discarded.
Yeah, that's the opposite of freedom of speech, though, you know?
Yeah. Not, well, yeah.
They're trying to dismantle the establishment for their own control because the way it was built and our founding fathers did it, they'd never control it. The people would control it, you know? So they got to communize this thing in order to really control it. That's why I'm not a fan of the left, though. I feel like they're leaning towards that.
They want socialism. They're not afraid to say it.
Socialism is just a step away from communism, though, and people don't know that. They think, they're listening to me. They're trying to help us. Everything has a consequence.
I mean, our country was founded. I mean, that's what, like, even me, like, I'm half Native American. Mm-hmm. And, don't get me wrong, like, the way the country was founded, think about it, you had a bunch of Europeans that came over, they pretty much said, fuck you savages, we're taking your shit, and then, you know, then they went to war with the own country they was supposed to be representing, you know, like, if our entire foundation of America is about being rebels and about being free.
Yeah.
But if you, like, our founding fathers, I'm pretty sure they would be rolling over in their graves if they knew what it turned out to be.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Well, I think they weren't ready for it, though, either. I mean, they made these laws with good intention, clearly. You know, I think the way they wrote things and how they...
Well, think about the Boston Tea Party.
There was a lot of sins, though. You gotta, those guys were pretty bad guys, but they didn't.
I mean, think about it. You could even take taxes as a reference. Like, yeah. we had the Boston Tea Party over a 2% tax.
Yeah, they taxed.
Now, like me, I pay like at least 20%+ as just like not having any dependents.
In California,
like,
it's 30.
On my payroll tax, like over 20%. Of my money goes to the government where they send $80 million a week over to fucking
war
terrorist groups every week. And it's just like, what the fuck? Like, but we went to war. We went to war with our own country, or our father's own country, over a 2% tax. And that was only supposed to be like minimum.
What we did is we say emancipate ourselves so only our government can control the citizens and tax the citizens.
Yeah, that is 100% correct.
But that's why we got to keep that good old Second Amendment, you know?
That's true.
Otherwise, they're going to be all over us even further, you know? The reason the guys aren't kicking in doors like that, you know, oh, you didn't pay this, you didn't do that. And before, they would just kick in your door and come get you.
That was like a fucking hit squad for fucking collecting money.
Yeah, now it's like, you better be careful, though. You kick that door in, somebody's going to lay you down. Because that's just not right. You know, it's taxing them is not right to begin with. And that's what the Libertarian Party is really all about. They want the taxes to end. They think you should abolish the IRS. Why are you taking money from the citizens and saying that you're giving it to other citizens for other programs?
Well, think about this. Like, I believe that they should cut it because, for one, it's already been proven the government just prints money. Like, it used to be based on, the U.S. dollar used to be based
they
on the
tax you on what you make. They tax you on what you buy. You know, then once you buy something, if you go to sell it, they're going to tax it again. It's going to get taxed so much that the dollar is just like, what? You know, by the time that dollar makes its rounds, it's not worth anything.
Think about this. Like, I remember you say, like, you have a nice house in a nice neighborhood. Think about it. You pay that house off. You die. You give it to your son or daughter in a will. Mm-hmm. And then they have to pay a fucking tax just to inherit.
Just to get it,
You know, and it's like, it's a remortgage all over again.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, what the fuck?
That's why people who know that, though, they just rent. And then the thing about renting is, like, even sure, your money's kind of getting burned, I guess, to a degree. There's a cost of living. But you can just get up and leave if you want. You can go, you can go stay somewhere else. You still have the freedom to navigate and move. When you own property, you're tied to it, you know, unless you rent it out.
Well, man, don't get me wrong. If you can own a property, it's good during your lifetime, but how you, like, you got to take extra precautions. Like, if you want to leave it to somebody, like, if you're not worried about leaving your property to anybody, fuck it. It's yours. As long as you're alive, you can do whatever the fuck you want. Like, there is no. But if you want to leave that property, and there's some monetary value to it other than just the value of the land itself, then they're going to tax you on it. And then if there's a monetary value of it where What if this city wants to expand? You want to annex? You want to do this? Hey, well, even if you got the money, they might just take your land and say, take it or leave it, and they'll annex you.
That's what it is, though. Interest rate, taxes, all that stuff. You know what it is? It's, I mean, I don't got a problem with it. They said Christ was a Jew, but that's just Jewish. And that's what it is, man. They're just like, let me put this in the contract so we get a piece. Let me put this in here so we get a piece. We can print an infinite amount of money, but let's just make sure we take some of that from them. It's just a way of keeping us enslaved. You know, the money thing is just a modern day form of slavery where it's, you can't buy an apple or you can't grow an apple. You got to buy an apple. So you can't eat unless you go and subject yourself to the system and make money, whether it be starting a business or working for somebody else. You're going to have to work in order to get things.
Think about it, back in the day where, like, when you had like your grandparents or something and they had like a simple garden in the backyard, or even if they had a couple of animals, like say chickens or whatever. But it's like the fact that even if you have a garden, you know, if you're able to grow your own food and, you know, like, at least the worst case scenario, like if you don't have like chickens or, you know, animals or whatever, you got some sort of substance to get you by in a crisis. But
well, man, you want to know what happened to me when I started leaving the country and started traveling? I went to Costa Rica one time, and I got to Costa Rica, and this guy's like, "Yeah, I moved here from the United States. I never moved back. You know, this is my land. I bought it for $20,000." I was like, "Oh, well, what does it cost you, like, annually to upkeep everything?" He's like, "Well, there's no property taxes. I don't have to pay any of this stuff that you're used to doing in America. I can grow a garden right here." Nowadays, you grow a garden, they come after you. You know, if you got your own stuff, or they want some kind of residual pay for it. You know, there's fees that are tied to having a farm or having farmland. And then you have to have these distribution deals. You can't just usually grow stuff in your backyard. Technically, that's illegal.
Well, just like collecting rainwater. Collecting your own water is technically illegal.
Yeah, look at all the moonshiners that used to get in trouble, you know. It's like, what, I'm just making alcohol in my backyard. But the fact that you could make something that could turn into a tangible sale and then them not get a piece of that or tax it or be able to control it, it's illegal.
All right, well, think about that dude that created a – what was it? It was a engine that ran on, not water, but he used
water.
Like
hydrogen.
Somehow he extracted hydrogen out of water.
Yeah.
And he could run his engine off of it. That motherfucker was dead within a month.
Yep.
When he revealed that.
Yeah. It's the same thing with people who claim to cure cancer and they just die real quick, you know? And you're like,
like anybody that comes out and actually, like, I'm actually surprised. There's this one, I forget his name, but I follow him a little bit on social media. But he used to be like a insurance, he's a scientist. He's like a biological or like a human body. I don't know what the term is, but he's some sort of scientist. But he worked for the insurance companies to pretty much evaluate, you know, like how people live. And he was all like, so like when you, like, take out a policy, they can pretty much predict when you're going to die. They take every aspect, and they got it dialed down to, like, hey, if this person lives this way for this long, they're going to die within this time, so we can make this much money out of them before this person expires. And he was like, the last thing I saw, he had our multivitamin. There's, like, a, I think it's psilocybin or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Gary Greco was talking about that.
He said it's pretty much like it's a vitamin B.
B12, yeah.
Yeah, it's some sort of vitamin B thing, but they get it from the sludge from waste plants.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, like, but he keeps going on there, and he keeps revealing, like, all this shit. And I'm like, bro, like, if enough people actually start listening to you and believing you, that motherfucker's going to die.
Yeah, because that's in every, like, Celsius, basically almost every energy drink. There's a few of them that don't have them. And I used to be one that would drink a lot of energy drinks at one point. And I noticed around that period that I started getting sicker and stuff started happening to me. I started getting all these aches and pains in my body And I was like, okay. And I started going to the green tea. It's like less acidic, you know. People, oh, you're drinking green tea, just drink coffee. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I still love coffee, but it's just the stuff that they do to it. They're spraying all kinds of stuff on those crops.
There's even a conspiracy. Like, I buy bottled water, but, like, so, like,
microplastics. Which I'm not in the
same. I got, like, great.
I have an Essentia. Yeah, I have an Essentia right here.
But say, like a lot of our water that we drink, and it's supposed to be from a spring, it's supposed to be this. Mm-hmm. There's actually a conspiracy. Like, if you get, like, one of those pH things that, say, like, a pool guy would have.
Yeah.
They say that 90% of most bottled water is acidic. So yep. When we think we're drinking healthy water, that part of that water is like acidic to a certain extent. And
it's so funny you're saying that. I'm literally drinking Essentia right now.
Yeah.
9.5 pH or higher, it says. You know, it's supposed to be the number one ionized alkaline water in the world. It's probably a lie. They just put that on there, so I pay top dollar for that bottle of water. Probably just regular water.
Oh yeah, exactly. But like, because if they know the, and that's the main reason why I think about, like, they can mass produce anything that has toxins or something that they can throw in there to fulfill like what say organic product would. But if it's healthier and it's good for you, it's going to get charged more, even if it gets plucked off a tree and
100%.
Just gets to a store.
100%.
Like that apple, that fresh apple that you really want, that's not coated in wax, which you're not gonna find in a grocery store. But if they did provide
you're not gonna
that
find
fresh
it
organic product,
America.
It's gonna cost twice as much as.
Yeah, you're not gonna find it in America. That's the problem. That's what I was telling you. When I went over, once I left America, I don't hate America. I love America. It's my country. I was born here. You know what I mean? It's my people.
Yeah.
But with just it's horrible. It's horrible. Like this one, the more you learn, the more you realize, like, that's crazy. The more you go somewhere else and you realize, hey, human beings are meant to be close to the earth, connected to the earth, you know? You're supposed to eat natural stuff. You're supposed to eat natural food, you know? If it's not something that's living that God created, whether it came from the earth or is an animal of some kind, you're not supposed to be sticking it in your body. You know, all these chemicals.
Well, it's kind of funny you said that, because that scientist dude I was talking about, like, he even mentions, like, how we're so disconnected from the earth to where, like, say, like, just us wearing shoes. He was like,
Not only that, you wear shoes, and then you got tile, you got carpet, you got another slab of concrete. You're so disconnected from the earth, it's ridiculous.
what he was saying was, like, think about it, like, you know, we know that the earth has a magnetic field. Mm-hmm. He was like, when you wear shoes and say when you walk out into a yard or walk out in soil or something, it was all like, there's no connectivity. He's like, it's actually there are healing benefits. I don't know if this is true or not. This is
it's called grounding.
He said that if you go out and just by being barefooted, if you're like connecting with the earth, he said that actually promotes like healing properties.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you're actually connecting with the energy of the earth or some shit.
Yeah,
you know?
I believe it. There's a thing I got into a couple of years ago called the Blue Zones. I don't know if you heard about those people. It's the study of the areas that have the most centenarians, like people who live to be 100 years or older. And
you're talking about like the Sumerian. I've got into like the Sumerian tablets.
The Blue Zones
The Sumerian tablets is based off what Christianity is supposed to be based off. What we consider God and what we consider, like, even when you say amen, technically you're praising old God Ra. That's actually what it means, but a lot of people don't. Like, if you ever look up Billy Carson, the old, like, pretty much like the flood with Noah, Moses, every basic major religious event is based off the Sumerian tablets that are 7,000 years old. Christianity wasn't formed until, you know, a couple of thousand years ago.
Right.
This
2024 years ago.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, but the Sumerian, it's actually very interesting. But I would, you could look up Billy Carson. He has a podcast. But like, if you ever watch that show on TV, like Ancient Aliens, on like the History Channel.
I did one time, I think.
All right, well, some things I get tuned
off to, because some things I get tuned off